Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. Paul wrote the words to Timothy, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." Wow, those are such powerful words. As Paul was looking over his life and the battle against Satan and against self, he knew that he overcame by Jesus and by the blood that was shed for him on the cross. Did you know that when we keep Jesus first, we too can overcome and be able to say with Paul, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith."
A pretty exciting time in Ephesus, hasn't he? We've been learning about that city and how they got a mob together trying to find Paul. But did they find him? No. And what happened last time? The city clerk came and basically told them that they were all acting foolishly. Now we're going to find out what else he told them to do and how they responded. But first, let's pray. Lord, we want to ask that your Spirit will be with us as we read and study from your word. Give us understanding, give us wisdom, give us a heart that wants to follow you. Amen. The city officer in Ephesus had talked to the big crowd of people who had been shouting about their goddess, Diana. And guess what? The crowd had become quiet. What did the officer say about the two friends of Paul who had been taken there by the crowd? Let's look at Acts chapter 19, verse 37. We started this story last time, I guess for the last few times, but now we're going to continue it. So we're going to go to where we left off last time, Acts chapter 19. It's right after John, right before Romans, Acts chapter 19. And then we're going to read verse 37. Acts chapter 19, verse 37. Here's what it says. I'm going to read this for us. So this is the city clerk who is speaking to the crowd. Here's what he says. "For you have brought these men here who are neither robbers of temples nor blasphemers of your goddess." They have these two companions of Paul who they didn't rob from the temple, and they're not speaking badly of their goddess Diana. The two missionaries must have been very, very grateful, very thankful as they listened to the officer. They knew that they hadn't done anything wrong, but sometimes when crowds get together and they become a mob and they start destroying things or hurting things, people can be killed, even innocent people. Well, then the officer said something about Demetrius and the silversmiths. His speech should have helped the people know why the silversmiths had gotten the crowd excited. Because remember, most of the people that were there in that crowd, they didn't know what was going on or why they were shouting or why they were doing what they were doing. They were just following the crowd. They were more worried. Demetrius and the other silversmiths were more worried about their business of selling idols than about their goddess Diana and her temple. They were using her as an excuse. Look at verse 38 and 39. Verse 38 and 39. Here's what it says. Therefore, if Demetrius, this is still the city clerk talking, if Demetrius and his fellow craftsmen have a case against anyone, in other words, the city clerk is telling them the correct way to handle it. The courts are open and there are proconsuls. Let them bring charges against one another. But if you have any other inquiry to make, it shall be determined in the lawful assembly. Demetrius and the other silversmiths should have felt pretty foolish, because the people probably now realize that Demetrius and the silversmiths, they had not dealt with this in the proper and correct way. They had started a mob, and things could have gotten really ugly. The officer warned the people that the Romans might want to know when it happened, and the reason the people acted the way that they did, and they could all get in trouble. But there wasn't a reason. They were just upset, and they were not following the proper procedure when they had a complaint or when they were upset about something. The two friends of Paul that they had taken to the theater were innocent. The people could all get into trouble for what they had done to them and for causing such excitement. Everyone knew that what the officer said was true, and when he told the crowd to leave, guess what they did? They obeyed, and the excitement was over. There have been times throughout history where mobs and crowds get together, and it's very dangerous because if somebody were to rebuke a mob, they could end up being killed if the mob didn't like what they were saying. This city official was used by God. He was so brave, and God used him to calm things down and protected his people. Now, the United States of America has experienced a lot of unrest recently. They've been angry about the disease. They've been angry about vaccines. They've been angry about masks. They've been angry about the police. All kinds of things. Well, one day in the city of Flint, which is where I used to live for a while, in the city of Flint, Michigan, there was a group of people who were very, very, very angry at the police. And they decided to do a peaceful protest. Now, the thing is, it's fine to do a peaceful protest where you march through the city or through parking lots and you have signs and you chant certain things, letting people know that you don't agree with the way things are being run or the way things are happening. The problem is what is intended for a peaceful protest, what's supposed to start as a peaceful protest. Sometimes people get worked up and get angry and they feed off of the energy around them. And they start destroying or hurting things, and then other people start doing it too, and it just becomes a free-for-all. Well, in Flint, Michigan, the people there, not all of them, but many of them, were very angry with the police, and they decided to do a peaceful protest. And they marched out to the police station. And the head sheriff came out of the building, and he was going to address that crowd. He was going to talk to them. And what he said had the potential to get the crowd very, very angry, and then they might start fighting against the police, and then the police would fight back, and there would be unnecessary death. Or what he could say would have the potential to calm things down. And you know what that sheriff did? He told them that he was with them. He did not agree with the way that some police acted, and that he was there standing right along with them, and he would join them. And that's what he did. He walked straight into that mob, and he walked and marched with them. It was a brave thing to do, but he shook hands with his neighbors, with his community leaders, with the people around him, and he said, "Let's go. Let's march." And that was a peaceful protest. It never escalated. And it brought about change. Boys and girls, Satan goes around trying to make trouble. He is angry when people are deciding to follow Jesus. He is angry when people are trying to peacefully protest what is going on. And he tries to stir things up. He tries to make life hard. He tries to destroy. Because that's what he loves, is death and destruction. I don't ever want to choose Satan. Do you? No. Let's choose Jesus today. Lord, we want to ask and pray that we will be on your side, that we will choose you, that we will choose to follow you, to trust you, to turn to you. We love you so much, Jesus, and we are looking forward to you coming back to take us home with you. Amen.
Matthew 4:10.
Story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.